Jerry Galante back with me live inside the RNJ main studio. Good to see you, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning, Bert.
Good stuff at National Night Out the other day?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
We had a booth. Me and one of my staff members, Michaela, were there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had cookies, we had chip clips, tumblers.
Nice.
And we handed out card applications if you didn't have one.
Good.
So it was fun.
Anybody try to return a book while they were there? Like, hey, while you guys are here, can you...
No. I was expecting maybe some throwing at us books. No. It was a good time. We had a lot of fun. Thanks for everybody who came out.
Yeah.
Everyone who was there, just really... Community spirit, that's what we want.
Good,
you know?
Good. And thanks, of course, everybody, for supporting such a great asset like the Hackettstown Free Public Library. So August is shaping up like another busy month. Jerry, you want to talk about some of the stuff?
Sure. First, I just want to go into the summer reading program a little bit. Mm-hmm. There is still time. It's going well. You can sign up if you haven't already. It ends on the 18th, so you still have 2 weeks to throw some tickets in there, and you only need one to win, so go for it. We've had, I think, over 230 people sign up, which is a lot.
That's a great number.
Last couple of years, so
yeah.
That's good.
Wow.
And really, once again, thanks to all the local sponsors. There's way too many to name, but you guys gave us prizes to give out and just supported us in general, so we really appreciate that.
Many thanks.
So in terms of programs coming up, actually tomorrow we have Eric Carl Storytime with Mrs. Lobby, who's one of the kindergarten teachers here in town and a member of the library board. So she had one session this past Wednesday, and it went really well, so we're going to have another one tomorrow. Ms. Rebecca has her usual Wednesday story times, sensory story time, Lego club, ASL story times. We have the drop-in craft Fridays during summer reading. So you don't need to book that. You just show up and you make a craft. Today is, I believe, rubber ducky craft.
Mm.
So you can paint your own rubber ducky and take it home with you. And she's working on a lot of fun stuff for the fall. Right now she has a couple STEAM events going on, so that should be pretty cool. Same thing goes for teens. We have craft nights. There's a pom-pom mat night coming up, so you can make your own pom-pom mat, which is pretty cool. There is also a STEAM night for teens. There's a Fandom Friday for kids who love Star Wars. You come, there's trivia, there's, you know, things like that. And there's an end of summer reading pizza party for teens as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So for adults during Fridays, during August, there is Project Self-Sufficiency is hosting parenting classes. So one of them is today, actually, at 10:30. And they're common parenting problems. So it's things like, you know, mealtime, bedtime, shopping with kids. I know I was a nightmare for my mother when I was a kid.
Oh, you too.
Yeah. I used to hide in those racks, you know, like the circular racks or whatever.
Okay.
And, you know, I guess I didn't think about this when I was a kid, but being like a child in Brooklyn, like, I don't know, my mother probably thought I was taken constantly just by hiding in these,
right? Yeah.
These things. So I'm sure I gave her many a coronary.
I'm sure.
on the 10th and the 31st, actually, we have a program called Rhythm and Grace, Discover the Joy of Movement, and that is a dance class. So that fills up really fast. So if you're interested in doing some dancing, and it's a free class, and this is going to be a studio that's opening in town soon, so come and test it out and see what you think. On the 17th, we have Energy Booster Meditation with Aries Moon Crystals. Amanda from there is going to be doing that. On the 21st, we have 90s Trivia Night, which is going to be hosted by me. On the 22nd, we have the first of our series that's called The Art and Craft of Writing, which is sponsored by the Warren County Cultural and Heritage Division. And that is basically different aspects of writing. And this one is going to be called Let's Get Graphic with Ben Wilgus.
Mm.
And Ben Wilgus is a graphic novelist and a comic artist. And he's going to be coming and just talking. Well, he's going to be doing this through Zoom. And he's going to be talking about graphic novels and things like that, and there's going to be a workshop at the end.
That is just that's a great form for me. I love graphic novels, whether it's hero stories or whatever. It's so much more than just, you know, a regular comic or just the written word. It really immerses you in the story. Some of these really well done graphic novels.
Yeah,
and this guy's got good stuff.
Yeah, he's written a couple of things, like some fiction and some nonfiction ones.
Mm-hmm.
Too, which is pretty cool. So hey, maybe you can sign up.
That's cool.
It's on Zoom, so you don't even have to be there. We're also on the 30th, we're doing the Lighthouses of New Jersey program.
That's
which
fun.
Unfortunately, we had to postpone previously.
Okay.
But that is basically just learning all about the beacons of our state. And there's going to be stuff for kids, too. So there'll be like coloring pages and things. And that's from the New Jersey Lighthouse Society. So definitely show up and support them and support us and learn all about your state. And something we're really excited about, which is sponsored by Peace New Jersey, is what's called the Language Exchange Cafe. And that is people who are trying to learn Spanish and people who are trying to learn English can get together and have a cup of coffee and just talk to each other and sort of see how it goes and, you know, help each other out, which I think is pretty cool. And that's going to be on the 5th, the 8th, the 19th, and the 24th. So there's a couple Saturdays in there. There's a couple, afternoons slash evenings in there. So that's something that we're really excited about and we hope people turn out for, because it's something that can continue on.
That's a fun, interactive way to just sit and just learn next to someone and just learn a language. How do I say this? How do I say that?
Yeah,
and
that's
you,
what
you
we
help
figure.
Each other. Yeah,
exactly. It's not so structured, which is nice. And it's a lot more relaxed.
That's nice. Nice
yeah,
idea.
It doesn't feel like there's any homework involved, which
right,
is something
right.
that... You know, once you get out of school, homework is kind of, you know, you don't want
true,
to do that anymore.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
But really, just another great month filled with great events. 90s trivia, do you break out the grunge sweater and wool cap when you're doing the questions?
I didn't think about it, but I may now.
Something. Right, right.
The little description is full of, like, 90s slang in there. You know, I think it says, like, the questions are easy. Not. You know, stuff like that.
That's so perfect.
Well, because I did something like that for 80s trivia, too, you know. So
oh, gnarly
that,
red.
Yeah,
right,
it
right.
should be the 90s trivia. We can
very
get on board
good.
With that, too.
Very good.
So if we have a minute, we should be talking about these aliens, right? I mean, what? Yeah. What's the deal here?
What aliens?
I mean, yeah, the aliens. I mean, this is something that just like dropped and no one cares.
I guess. Yeah, yeah.
This is... it just seems odd to me.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, yeah.
There's been a lot of chatter about aliens lately.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Interesting. We can go to Facebook or the website for more details.
Yeah. The website has our events calendar on there. We also have a pamphlet at the library that has all our events on it. There's a QR code on there because we're constantly adding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check out our social media. We have YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. So definitely check us out. We have plenty of stuff on there.
And I get the occasional question too, Jerry. Where is the library? I was walking up and down Main Street. Well, you're not going to find the library on Main Street.
Correct. We are on Church Street.
Right,
so
right.
once you get to Church Street, where Topo is, you just mm-hmm. basically turn up that block. We're one building past the Historical Society. So we're the big brick building just off of Main Street. There's actually a little blue sign on Main Street that says library with an arrow on it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
so,
just
yeah,
look for that,
yep,
right?
Exactly.
Good stuff. Jerry Galante, director of the Hackettstown Free Public Library. Thanks again. We'll see you in August and great events coming up. And thanks so much for the update today.
Thank you for the time.